The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 11th chapter. Jesus spoke to the crowd, saying, "To what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another, 'We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, and a friend to tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds." At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. "Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." These famous words have been providing Christians comfort ever since Jesus uttered them. They make me think of that painting that lots of churches have in their nursery. You know, a meek Jesus gazes fondly at a little sheep he's holding while a gaggle of toddlers play by his side. Out of context, the effect of these words is sedate and serene. But in context, Jesus' words are kind of charged. In context, Jesus is angry. But before we deal with angry Jesus, we first have to figure out what a yoke is. Not being an agrarian society kind of sets us back here, so I invite everyone to please pull out the Dictionary of Agricultural and Horticultural Equipment in the pew back in front of you and flip to the section on antiquated modes of tillage and transport. Oh, are they not there? Oh, sorry. Okay, fine. I'll just tell you. A yoke is an ancient wooden contraption that links two oxen side by side and helps them pull a heavy load. If you've ever heard the expression "yoked together," this is where that comes from. There's also a human version of this, which is a single crossbar that sits across the shoulders and is often used to carry a couple buckets of water. So now clearly Jesus is referring to a yoke metaphorically, but I think for a little fun we could try to take him literally. Maybe we can yoke Eric Ringham and John Lauber and John Rydeen together at the next annual meeting, just see what happens. Metaphorically, a yoke is a set of teachings that a philosopher or a rabbi gives to his students. Rabbis in the first century, like teachers today, had different philosophies and methods of teaching, and some rabbis were more rigorous than others. And supposedly, the more rigorous the rabbi, the better the education. Students then figuratively bore the yoke of their teacher as they learned from him or her. So when Jesus claims that his yoke is easy and his burden is light, the implication is that someone else is offering a hard yoke and a heavy burden. In short, someone else's instructions are soul-sucking and really hard to follow. And that's what makes Jesus angry. Throughout Matthew's gospel, Jesus and the Pharisees quarrel constantly. You'll remember that the Pharisees are highly educated lay leaders whose purpose was to instruct and enforce the laws of Moses. Now, the laws of Moses, which you can find in the early parts of the Old Testament, are complicated. But the Pharisees, well aware of Israel's recent history of exile, were afraid that any transgression of this law would cause God to rain down a fiery wrath that would send them straight back into exile. So to stop that from happening again and to stop people from breaking the laws of Moses, they started to add more laws around them in order to keep people from breaking those core central laws. Think of it this way. If you don't want people to fall into a pit, you might build a big fence around it so that they can't even get near the pit. Well, the problem was that these laws of Moses, which were really hard to follow, became even harder with all the new laws added around them. It got so that the Pharisees' new laws distorted the original purpose of those older laws. Take, for example, the Sabbath, the day of rest. The Pharisees had constructed a massive web of laws around the Sabbath in order to keep people from working. They limited how many steps you could take, how much people could interact with their livestock, even what level of assistance you could offer a neighbor who was in trouble. And all these laws were in place to keep people from breaking the one main law, rest on the Sabbath. But Jesus challenges them on this. He says essentially that the number of laws surrounding the Sabbath had become so burdensome that people are no longer able to rest on the Sabbath. Everyone was too afraid about breaking the laws to actually rest. So however well-intentioned the Pharisees' additions may have been, they distorted the laws of Moses, and Jesus has had it. Toward the end of Matthew's gospel, Jesus directly indicts the Pharisees for placing heavy burdens hard to bear on the shoulders of others while they sit back and never lift a finger themselves. The Pharisees' yoke became hard, a heavy bar across the shoulders of their fellow Jews. And in today's gospel reading, Jesus accuses these supposedly holy Pharisees of being blind to the work of God in their midst. The Pharisees criticize John the Baptist for being too weird and too obsessed with repentance. And then they criticize Jesus for being too forgiving and too friendly with sinners. So to this, Jesus thanks God for concealing the meaning of Jesus' teaching from these supposedly wise and intelligent people, and instead revealing it to those who are like infants. These Pharisees, who should know better and know more about the workings of God than anyone, have missed the point. God's law was meant to give life to the people, but the Pharisees have turned God's laws into a life-sucking, hard yoke and heavy burden. So, having blasted the Pharisees for their heavy burdens, Jesus addresses the spiritual infants, that is, his disciples, his followers. "Come to me," he says, "all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." So if the yoke of the Pharisees was a series of laws piled up on top of the laws of Moses, what then is Jesus' yoke? Well, think back, way back to the ancient history of last February, when Pastor Jen preached for a few weeks on the Sermon on the Mount. That is Jesus' yoke. It's easy stuff, light stuff. Stuff like adultery isn't just cheating on your spouse, it's looking at someone the wrong way. Murder isn't just killing someone, it's being angry at someone. Don't retaliate. Actually, let people hurt you more. Love your enemies, pray for your persecutors. Simple stuff. Jesus essentially takes the laws of Moses and cranks them up to 11. The Pharisees' yoke is hard, but Jesus' yoke is impossible. So it seems to me that Jesus has no business claiming that his yoke is easy and his burden is light if his instructions are even more extreme than that of the Pharisees. How could anyone ever find rest in Jesus with all those expectations from the Sermon on the Mount? If Jesus and the Pharisees are out to intensify the laws of Moses, then what is it that separates Jesus from the Pharisees? The answer is simple. It's grace. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." You see, the yoke of the Pharisees was heavy. It was oppressive to those who carried it. And the prophet Isaiah writes, "The yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken." And this is exactly what Jesus did. He took the oppressive yoke of the Pharisees, broke it, and replaced it with a yoke designed especially for weary humanity. So tell me, are you weary? You carrying a heavy burden? Maybe you're weighed down by a broken friendship. Maybe you're being crippled by addiction. Maybe you're straining under your debts. Maybe you're crushed by test results. Maybe you're overburdened with shame and self-loathing. Maybe you can't find the strength to take even one more step under the load you carry. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." You see, my friends, the world is filled with hard yokes. In Jesus' time, the hard yokes came from the Pharisees and the Roman Empire, but today we still feel these hard yokes and heavy burdens under things like shame and guilt, anxiety, sin, death. There was no forgiveness, no help in the hard yoke of the Pharisees, and there is no forgiveness, no help, no comfort under the hard yoke of shame, sin, and death. But under Jesus' yoke, there is always forgiveness. There is always help, and there is always comfort. When Jesus died on the cross and rose from the grave, he freed us from these heavy burdens and hard yokes. Jesus overcame death. You no longer need to carry the yokes of shame and anxiety. You no longer need strain under the weight of sin and death. By Jesus' death, these hard yokes no longer have the last word. They no longer define you. Make no mistake, Jesus has a yoke he wants us to carry. Because without a yoke, we would have no way to face the powers of this world. Jesus doesn't just pull us out of our reality. We still have to endure the hardships of this life. Shame, anxiety, sin, death, they may not have the last word, but they still exist. But by his yoke, by his teachings, Jesus equips us to handle those hardships. You see, the irony of Jesus' yoke is that is his teachings, is that they are too heavy to carry alone. But by the power of Christ within us, through the grace that he extends us each day, Jesus helps us carry that yoke. What sets Jesus apart from the Pharisees, ultimately, is that by grace, Jesus enables us to carry his yoke. Without Jesus, we would never be able to follow his teachings, but with Jesus, we find that we can. Through grace, through Jesus' forgiveness, we are freed from shame, sin, death, the heavy burdens that crush us. And when we falter, when we feel like we can't even carry Jesus' yoke, he is there to offer us forgiveness, help, rest, to welcome us into his arms and to declare to us, "I am gentle and humble in heart, and with me you will find rest for your souls." Amen.